For 92 years, this group has been ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ in song all over the nation. And I'd like you to hear their amazing story and how God has incredibly used them. Brian Lester is my guest, and Brian is part of the Lester family. Brian, welcome to this edition of Encounter.
Judy, it is a high honor to be a part of your program, and I tell you, you are such a blessing, and I just appreciate this opportunity.
I want to let people hear your story because it's an amazing story of God's provision over the past 92 years. So for those of you who haven't heard the Lesters, you'll hear a little piece of their music at the end of this program. But for those of you who have heard their music and enjoyed it throughout the years, let's delve back into the history of the Lester family to give you some facts. Brian, tell us, how did the Lesters get started?
Many years ago, my grandfather, Harvey B. Lester, met my grandmother, Opal Ann Lester, at Dry Bayou Baptist Church in a little town called Hayti, Missouri. My grandmother was the church organist, and back then it was what they called an old-fashioned pump organ, and she played the pump organ for the church. My grandfather was in logging. They met, and one thing after another, God brought them together. And they were married and moved to St. Louis, and that's where the Lester family ministry began back in 1925.
And when did they start singing? How did that all happen?
Well, because my grandmother was very musically inclined. She taught music all of her life, basically, up until the age of 92. And she was still teaching when the Lord called her home. But she was a born natural teacher and loved the Lord, number one, and then loved to teach people gospel music. And so she would teach piano, organ, accordion, guitar, all of those instruments. And she did that for many years.
And how did Harvey get into the musical picture? Did he play instruments too?
My grandfather played guitar, but most of his ministry was in, my grandfather loved to do recitations. I remember him these recitations of like when Mama sang a song, Lord, It's Me Again, Not Growing Old. And for many years, he would do that. Now, he sung also, but basically, he loved to give these poems / recitations, and that those were things that really meant something. And of course, for many years, that really ministered to a lot of people.
So then Herschel was born.
Yes. My father was born in 1927. And Dad started at a very young age learning music. And then actually when he went into the service in the United States Navy, he helped perform in the Navy band and everything. Mm-hmm. And then when he came out of the service after World War II, he joined the family full-time as they ministered and sang, and also taught in the music store also when we used to have the music store.
Yeah, the Lester Music. I know. And my daughter took piano lessons from Opal Lester.
Yes.
And I made her take piano lessons before I let her play the drums. So
Smart move.
But she learned a lot. She learned a lot. And I remember always coming, and sometimes you all would be practicing there when she was doing her lessons. And so then Herschel was a band director then.
He taught school for, matter of fact, Judy, he was in his 50th year of teaching when the Lord called him
home.
But yes, he had taught 40 years in the public school system in the St. Louis area. Now, many of those years, 24 of those years, were over in East St. Louis, Illinois, in District 189. And, you know, it's such a blessing, even today, I have numerous folks that will come up to me from time to time when we're singing in this area, in our home area of St. Louis, and they'll say, was your father Herschel Lester? I said, yes. I already know where they're headed.
Yeah.
I had him at such and such school in my music class, and you know what? That just over and over again, I'm just reminded of how blessed I truly have been through my life.
And Herschel was such a relationship builder, as are you, Brian.
Well, you know, I counted a wonderful blessing that I had wonderful teachings from my grandparents and from my parents both. Number one, they taught me that God loved me, and they told me that. Then I had to experience that on my own personally in my relationship. But they were great teachers of the gospel. And I tell you, I look back now and I see how the Lord has opened door after door after door, and it's because of the longevity of this ministry that it dates back all of these years. And I look back to those beginnings of where it all started and to where God has brought it to today.
You and Ginger, your sister, yes, grew up in the ministry. What was it like, and what were some of the challenges that you faced?
Well, of course, there were three siblings. Our older sister is Donna. I'm the middle child. I was the spoiled one. And then my baby sister, Ginger. And so all three of us grew up singing gospel music. Basically, that's all we knew. And we just loved it, and still to this day. But the challenges, you know, as I was growing up, I wasn't homeschooled or anything like that, didn't go to a private school. We were in the public school system. I went to Sherman Grade School here in South City, St. Louis, as a kid. And then I graduated in 1971 from Roosevelt High School in South St. Louis. So we went to public schools, and, you know, there were challenges, you know. Kids, you know, would kind of make fun of us when we didn't want to do this or do that. Or I loved sports, but it was kind of a second nature to me. I could either take it or leave it. But my main concern was I couldn't hardly wait till that bell to ring and I could head for the house, get on the bus, and go somewhere to sing gospel music.
And you traveled a lot. How did you do that with school?
Well, it was a wee bit different back during that time, but the school system, they were very kind to me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our travels back then were more of a regional area, Missouri, mm-hmm, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, that type of thing. So we weren't gone on extended tours as we are today, except for like in the summer we would. But yes, it could be a challenging sometimes, but I tell you what, it was something very special to me.
Sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only to young but older people. And now Jonathan, who is Brian's son, yes, is now in the group. Well, he's been in the group since he was knee-high as well. And now he has two little tigers that I'm sure are going to be growing up singing, and Ginger's grandchildren as well. So we're going to be right back after this to talk more with Brian Lester. If you've just joined me, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. And I'm talking with Brian Lester of the Lester family, sharing about their life as musicians, on the road, at home, sharing the gospel with everything they did. So if you like these Encounter shows, you can go to judyredlich.com. It's my website, /radio, to hear some of these episodes if you miss some of them that we do on Encounter. Hey, we're going to be right back.
Ain't God good to give us so many blessings? For 40 long years, God's people journeyed in the wilderness, searching for Canaan, their blessed promised land. They never went too hungry or never got too thirsty. And the more that God kept blessing them, the more they would complain. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings undeserving? That's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him a little more today, a whole lot more tomorrow.
In the times that we live, so many are unthankful, and many more they fail to see God has given all. Never having time for God, they're always busy working to pay for cars, new homes, TVs, and carpet wall to wall.
Ain't God good to give us so many blessings undeserving?
That's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him a little more today, a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings undeserving? That's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him a little more today, a whole lot more tomorrow.
Brian, that is one of my favorite songs. I am so glad that you played it. In fact, I was singing that coming down the hallway from my office today as I was thinking about doing this interview with you.
Wow. Well, actually, you know, we recorded that song the very first time back in about the middle to the late 1970s. And we just recently re-released that version right there. And, you know, there's just something to it. It just keeps... You know, I still don't know if it's right English or not, but he's good. So.
That's a great, and that was the intro show to your TV show that you did on KSDK, and then it was on Channel 24.
Absolutely. Yes, it was. And people today, you know, whenever we start singing out in concert, we start into it, they hear that bump, 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 they know what's coming. Boy, they're ready, and they put smiles on their face.
Now, how has the music style or the instrumentation changed over the 92 years you've been in ministry?
Oh, you know, it's definitely. Of course, now we are, you know, computerized. We, I miss the days of having the live band and all of that, and everybody that travel with you to do that. But unfortunately, in you know, the day in which we live, it's financially. It's number one. It's mm-hmm. it's hard to be able to support that many people. I wish we could, but it does not happen that way. But I thank God for modern technology that can be used, that we can still have that kind of sound. But yes, it is definitely from years ago when we had the it used to be called, and you wouldn't remember this, Judy, because this is well before you, but it was called the Lester Family and Band.
Oh, was it?
Back years ago when they would carry people with them. The very first bus that we ever traveled in was back in 1959, and it was a 29-passenger coach, and we would fill it up with people that went along with us.
And oh,
you know,
wow.
We did that. If there wasn't a crowd, we brought our own.
That's awesome. And you have sung all over the United States. What about internationally?
Yes, ma'am, we have. We, of course, Canada. Of course, we've taken several trips to the Holy Land and then all throughout Europe and different areas. And probably two of course, other than you know, Israel has been a highlight several times for us, and singing in the different locations over there where our Lord was. And then other than that, we've done two missions trips to India, and that was our most recent.
Brian, thanks so much for joining me today on this Encounter Show.
Judy, it's been my pleasure, and thank you so very much for your ministry and for the station for airing this. I tell you, it's exciting to hear what God is doing.
I hope this show has been an inspiration to you to keep going in the ministry that God has called you to do. In rough and in smooth places, He will help make a way as you trust Him. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter.